Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The children of Israel were thirsting after an arduous journey through the wilderness. They cried out to Moses with much murmurings and complaining, and the Lord was pleased to arise and meet their exact need. Unbeknownst to them, the Lord had already prepared a rock out of which would flow streams of water. The Lord instructed Moses to smite it with his rod, and in obedience to the Lord, he did just that, and the children of Israel drank from that rock. Only after the Son of God was smitten by the law, becoming sin for us, did those rivers of living water flow out of his side, for the benefit of those people for whom he was afflicted. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That rock was Christ. On another occasion, the Lord told Moses to speak unto the rock, yet he disobeyed the Lord and smote the rock in anger. The Lord will never leave nor forsake his people regardless of their disobedience and even unfaithfulness, and he still caused the rock to send forth water. The Lord would demonstrate to us, through the disobedience of Moses, that there is no righteousness in the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. By the same token, the Jews and all religious men could never receive the righteousness of Christ. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. This is that stone which the builders rejected, that rock on which his church is built. On account of Moses' sin, the Lord did not allow him to lead the children into the land of promise, in order to let us know that death and destruction came by the law, which cannot in any wise give a man entrance into the kingdom of heaven. Christ is the living stone. This seems a contradiction of terms. Who ever heard of a living stone? Stones are noted for their resiliency, strength, and endurance, but never as animate objects. But this one with whom we have to do is both alive and unmovable. He is without compare and is the sole means of deliverance for those he calls his own. He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. This living stone is at the same time a great offense unto some, for he is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, while he is the rock of salvation to others. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. He is the chief cornerstone. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. He is the elect, the one appointed by God. Behold my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The redeemed and the Redeemer are united together in the covenant purpose of God, and cannot in any wise be separated. Those who are the elect children are chosen in and hidden in Christ, who is the elect Son over his own house. He is precious. It is only fitting that the precious sons of Zion should be redeemed with that which is precious. Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. None who have fled to him for refuge shall be confounded. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Have you cast yourself upon this rock?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.